NRCC announces exit list for targeted Democrats. By Jacob Bliss on March 25, 2021. The National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, announced new ads against vulnerable Democrats on a new exit list. The NRCC's exit list highlights the Democrats who are likely to retire or run for a different office in 2022. House Democrats are running for the exits because they know they're in for a bruising election cycle which will cost them their jobs and their House majority, the NRCC Chairman Tom Emmer said in a statement. They'd rather move on than have to spend another election defending their socialist agenda that will strip Americans of their private health insurance, defund the police, open our borders and raise taxes. To help make the decision easier for these vulnerable Democrats, the NRCC launched paid media efforts today in PA-17, TX-15, and WIO-3, the press release said. So far, the committee released three paid media campaigns against Representative Vicente Gonzalez, DTX, Representative Connor Lamb, DPA, and Representative Ron Kind, DY. The ad against Gonzalez highlights his questionable account with a Chinese bank. How can we trust Congressman Vicente Gonzalez to stand up to China? Gonzalez stashed up to $250,000 in a Chinese bank, the digital ad's voiceover artist said. Reported revealed Chinese communists paid Gonzalez thousands. The ad against Lamb highlights his attacks on the energy industry. Connor Lamb says he supports the energy industry, but does he? Lamb votes with environmental extremists Nancy Pelosi 100% of the time, the digital ad's voiceover artist said. Biden's job-killing fracking ban will help Pennsylvania. The ad against Kind highlights the money he's accused of using from his campaign for taking first-class flights. Why doesn't career politician Ron Kind want to drain the swamp? He's part of it, the digital ad's voiceover artist said. Tell Ron Kind to oppose publicly funded campaigns. Two of the target list members, Representative N. Kirkpatrick, Diaz, and Representative Philemon Vella, DTX, have already announced their intent to retire, which would open the seat up for a competitive race. The NRCC previously released a list of 47 offensive opportunities, which included 29 battleground Democrats. The battleground districts are where President Biden lost the district or where the 2020 presidential or congressional margin was within 5%.